All right, this is our Ohio Writers Guild, and I am talking to Teresa Geary. And Teresa and I have known each other for some time, and she's one of my favorite people. So thank you for being on with us this evening. And
I appreciate it.
we're gonna talk to her a little bit about what she's doing currently and kind of the path she took to get to where she is today. And in the meantime, I'm keeping my eye on the participants to see if Sandy taps in. She is my co-host, my co-mod, and so I'll be watching for her. Anyone else that joins us, welcome. You can go to kathybinner.com, and I'll actually just put that over in the chat for everyone, so you can either do a screen print or just make a note of it. It's pretty easy to remember, Kathy with a K. And you can go to kathybinner.com, and you can find the Ohio Writers Guild there at kathybinner.com. And we not only have the free monthly meetups, which is what we're on today, which we turn into a podcast, and our hope is to promote folks that we are interviewing. So we're never too concerned about having a large audience or not. On a Monday evening, our big concern is that we can get this recorded and we can upload it into our podcast because we have a couple of thousand folks that tune in to our podcast. We're on eight different channels there. We're also on YouTube and we're also on Vimeo. So we have quite
Wow.
an audience. Our Ohio Writers Guild, when I took over, had about 300 members. We now have over 1,500, and we're in 10 different countries. So I'm excited about that. So we're growing. And so I'm excited to talk to Miss Teresa and find out all about what she's been up to. When I met her, she was not ahead of the Right Now Columbus, right being WRITE, not right as in right and wrong. It's right as in writing, Right Now Columbus. And so we're going to talk about that. But before we do, Teresa, tell me, what is your journey? How did you start writing to begin with? Tell us a little bit about your backstory. That's the part I don't know about you.
Oh, wow. That's because it's so long. So I usually just try to pick which compartment to expose at what time. But so in the compartment of writing, I actually went to school for journalism, and so that would be probably my first introduction to writing. And I was not very good at it. So I kind of mushed into photojournalism. And but then after college, I continued working for small papers here and there. My preferred choice of journalism was with papers, newspapers. And I've been in it for about 20 years now, actually, on a part-time basis in one area or another, which is surprising to say as a journalist because it's such a hard industry to make it in.
Yes, and when I met you, you were still working at the paper. Are you still working there now?
I do. Yep. I still, if they need me to run out and get pictures or write a quick story. Last year, I wrote a story about the Garden Club of Groveport, which is like the longest standing garden club in all of Ohio, I'm pretty sure. And it's huge and it's just wonderful. But yeah, I love doing that type of stuff.
Okay, so then at some point you decided that you were actually going to write a book and publish. So
Right.
tell us a little bit about that very first book. How did
Yeah.
that come about?
So I have always written small stories, short stories, poetry. So keep up with poetry because that's a good first step. And it's a
Yes.
good last step too. But I have always done that. And then I started working at the Pickerington Public Library part-time. And there was a young lady there and she had mentioned that she had published her own book. And I didn't know you could publish your own books. And
Okay.
about at the same time, my youngest child started showing signs of a autoimmune deficiency called vitiligo, and that is where her immune system is on overdrive and it eats her melanin, so she loses the ability to protect herself from the sun, basically. And so it was kind of small at first. It was small little white dots, and you could hardly notice them until the summer. But unfortunately, she tanned really well, like I do, because we have an Italian background. And so in the summer, which is her birthday, you would see a lot of her spots. And at one point that following year, I went to her school because at that time we were allowed to have lunch with our kids. So I
Okay.
went to her school to have lunch with her. Yeah, that was before 2020. So I went to her school and had lunch with her, and she had a little friend next to her. His skin was just gorgeous skin. And he said to me, when she went to go get a packet of ketchup or something, he said, "Why has she got all those spots?" And it was at that moment that I realized she faces that question every day by herself. And it tugged at my heartstrings that I couldn't be there to help her vocalize what was going on. And I asked her what she does, and she says she just tells them it's none of their business. And she's
Now,
just not a very
but how old
she
was
was
she at the time?
six and a half, seven at this time.
Oh, so she was a little
First
person.
grade. Yeah, first grade. So yeah. And so and instead of like, you know, explaining it, she just kind of pushed people away. And I thought, okay, I want to see about making a book to help her explain it to people so that way she doesn't have to answer that question. And so we started to work, I think over Christmas break, we started to work on a book together. And I had her color the pictures, and I had her dad help draw some, and I had her older sister help draw some. And so we put it all together, and then we published it through KDP Publishing, which is an online publishing. Is that background noise bothering you?
No, I don't hear it too much. You have a little bit of an echo, but I don't really hear the background noise. It's just a little bit of an echo, but that's probably because you're at the school.
Yeah, I just want to make sure because it's getting loud out there. But yeah, so I had my friend help me walk through KDP. And then, as with most things, I figured out the rest on my own. That's how I do a lot of things. And so I put out the first book, My Spots, and it was interesting because there was a lot of Facebook groups, Vitiligo Friends, there's World Vitiligo Day, and all of these people picked it up and they put it on their websites and they shared it. And it has just sold by itself for, I think 5 years now. So
wow.
It's been a pretty amazing journey. So that gave me the confidence to do more. So that's what I did. I did one each year after that. This is actually the first year I'm not planning on putting out a children's book.
I love that. Welcome, Sandy. Sandy is my co-host, my co-mod, and she has now jumped on the call with us. So Sandy, welcome. We're talking to Teresa Gary. Teresa, what is your actual title with right now, Columbus? I don't know what to say you are with them.
That's a great
are you
question.
Like the director? Or are you just on the team? Are you?
I have a team, and the idea of having a team was to eventually become a nonprofit. So right now I'm just kind of like the leader.
Okay, so she's the leader of Right Now Columbus. So anyway, we're going to get to that in a little bit. But so you've written your first book. It's been out there for about 5 years. So then every year after, you decided to write a children's book up until this year. And what are some of the other topics of some of the other children's books?
So the second children's book was written off of an experience I had with Celebrate Recovery, which is a 12-step recovery program that I went through, and that stemmed from my childhood because I actually grew up in foster care, and I had a lot of baggage, and I was letting my past affect my future. And in the midst of that 12-step recovery program, I had sat down at one point and written a poem. And after I did My Spots, the first book, I thought I found the poem, and I thought I should really make this into a book. And I was able to connect with another woman, a mom that had gone through Celebrate Recovery with me. And she actually ended up being an artist, and she's an amazing artist. Her name's Kat. If you guys want to look her up, she's on my website. So she agreed to do all of the illustrations. So we made the poem into an illustrated book, and it's more of a keepsake. It's not really just a children's book. You know, it could be for women of all ages. So that's the second book. The third book is called The Seedling. And it's basically about my favorite, it's kind of funny, it's about my favorite seed, which is actually the dandelion seed. And it's funny because most people, when they think about Christianity, they think the mustard seed, but I really feel like the dandelion seed is the best example of God's love, because nobody wants it, and it floats around, it lands where people don't want it, and yet it's still there, and it flowers, and it's so useful. You know, if you know how to use a dandelion, you can eat it, all kinds of stuff. So that's what that one's about. And it's about the seed getting lost and then ending up to be right where it needs to be at the right time, which was in a grandmother's hands at the end. So it's just a cute little book. And then I'm having a brain fart on my next book. Oh, that's right. That was 2020. So that's why I'm having a brain fart, because nobody remembers 2020 anymore, right?
Right. But, either they don't remember or they don't want to remember. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
We'll just zoom past it. But so this one is called If We Have To, and it was kind of an answer. It was a kind of a helpful way for parents to talk to their kids about cancel culture. So basically we go through the story about how some people just don't get along, things don't match, they don't get along, it doesn't make sense for them. And then it talks about how if you want them to work, you can make it work, but how it's okay if it doesn't always work. like the sun and the moon, they both exist, they're both apart, and they stay that way because it keeps our world harmonious. And so that was kind of the gist of it, was that I think we were getting stuck into thinking we all have to get along, we all have to agree, but the truth is we don't. It's okay to love someone and respect them, and you don't have to be their best friend, you know? That's the
I
fourth
love
part.
that all of these topics are just so timely. I
Yeah.
just I can really appreciate all the books that you've written. Now, how did you actually make time in your crazy schedule to write books? How does that work for you?
Well, like I said, that's why they're children's books, first of all. they can be shorter, and there's a little bit of editing and alpha reading, which a lot of that I actually didn't get into until I learned more about writing. I had joined the Ohio Writers Guild with Kevin and learned some more, what things I'm supposed to be doing as an author. So it wasn't even until the third book that I even had alpha readers and beta readers. So
Okay.
yeah. So, and that's almost the beauty of self-publishing too. Beauty and ugly part of self-publishing is that sometimes we don't have it quite as edited as it could be or quite as crisp. But yeah, so a lot of them, like the second one, like I said, that one was a poem that I had written years before, and I just decided to make it into a book. And then The Seedling I had also written years before, and I dug it out and decided to make it into a full book. And then 2020 gave me plenty of time to write a book, so that's why I wrote that one.
I love that. I love that. Now, for those of you that are listening, Sandy and I, we do have a mastermind, and we do talk about beta readers, and we do talk about all the different ways to publish and all that good stuff. So again, go to KathyBinner.com, scroll down, click on the authors and writers tab, and you'll find everything right there that you need if you want to connect even more with us. So we invite you to do that. And again, I've known Teresa for a while. She is the leader of Right Now Columbus. We'll call her the leader for now, because she's not sure what that's going to actually move into. So again, we're talking to her about the books that she's written and how she makes time in her schedule for writing, and all about the fact that her books are about children's books. And who are you finding are picking up these books? Who are you finding is your readers? What age category, or are you finding some adult readers? What are you discovering there?
Yeah, so with my spots, it's all ages who have picked that one up. A lot of people pick it up for kiddos who are having vitiligo, and then we actually had a whole group of people in West Virginia that banded together and made what is it called, where they all sign a piece of paper to encourage something to happen. There's a word for that. This is why I do children's books.
I'll think on it. Maybe I'll figure out what you're talking about, but go ahead.
You don't need to. Everybody has to sign it. A petition. Ah, petition.
Okay. I don't know.
So
Proclamation?
everybody signed a
Proclamation?
petition.
I
A
know.
petition to get their local
Petition.
libraries to put books about vitiligo in. And so they picked four, and my spots was one of them. And so they asked that I send them so many copies so that way in Western Virginia they have it without throughout their library system. Which I think is just wonderful when libraries are open to having self-published books, because there's not a lot that are. But yeah. So,
Yeah, that is
then
good.
when I take my children's books to reading times, that's when I see most of the time that I get most sales, is actually at reading times where the parents can come listen to the book and then ask me questions, and then they purchase it for their kiddos, mostly presents.
So, where do you have these reading times? Do you do those in the libraries?
So that has been hit or miss. I have reached out to many businesses, which this kind of mushes into Right Now Columbus. It's exactly what I'm doing with Right Now Columbus. I reach out to businesses and I ask them if they'd be open to having reading time for kids, and they say yes. And then I do all the promotions and have people show up and then do my reading time. So I don't push selling my books. I just read the books and then let them go off. And if they buy, they buy.
Interesting. So, what is your main message when you're writing these books? Do you have an overall arching message or your main goal?
I don't think I have an overall arching message. I want each of them to be looked at independently, depending upon what it is that somebody is trying to deliver to their child. Because I remember when I was growing up, there was this commercial. Do you remember? I don't remember if you guys know, but there was a little tiny commercial in between shows, and it would say, "The more you know," and then it had like a little star smooshed across the screen. And this one said, "A child needs five role models, okay, in order to be fully developed into an adult." And I thought about that because growing up in foster care, I did not have five role models, but one of my major role models would be the books that I read. And so that's kind of what I try to do with my books, is I try to reach those kids that maybe don't have role models in their lives, but they might pick up my book and it might open a door, you know, or make them understand something that they didn't quite understand. That's the goal.
I love that. I love that. I am an avid reader. I was an avid reader as a child. And I have to admit, a lot of those books do have a role to play in how we form our opinion of ourselves and of our world and how we interact with other folks. And it is important. Those books are hugely important. So I can really appreciate that. We have a gal in the audience. I don't see her full name there. Oh, Harmony. She wants to know, what promotions do you do for your books?
For my books? So I do have a website, which I recently just switched to just my name for easier Slim Pickens, you know, type things. And I also do a lot of Facebook advertising. Amazon ads, I've hit or miss on those, so I don't use them very much. And to be honest with you, I tell everybody 100% I believe in book fairs.
Anything I do see... I do see you publishing every time you see a book fair. I do see you publishing that and attending the book fairs. Yes, I see that.
Yes, absolutely. Anytime you can get somewhere with a whole bunch of people who do like to read, they're coming because they like books. That's when I see my most sales.
Good to know. Good to know. I love that. I love that. Now, tell us about Right Now Columbus. What is that organization all about?
Okay, so Right Now Columbus was started in 2003. And it was just started as a newsletter for Central Ohio writers to kind of let them know when there's writings, events, and or ways to support another fellow writer going on around Columbus. And the newsletter grew and grew. And then the woman who started it didn't want to do it anymore. So she handed it off to Nita Sweeney. And then for 20 years, Nita grew it into a large newsletter and she created a website. And so we are 1,200 strong in the newsletter. And when Nita wanted to pass it on, because she wants to focus on her own books, because she's an amazing writer, and she wants to focus on that. So she wanted to pass it on. And I had actually just found the email in my junk mail. So check your junk mail, guys. Sometimes there's amazing emails in there. But I checked my junk mail and her email had gone in there and it had said that, you know, she was reaching out, looking for somebody to take over Right Now Columbus. And I just emailed her back, like, what does this entail? You know, because my schedule is quite full. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, it's just once a month. We put out a newsletter. We go through what she calls 72 links, but it's actually more like 100 and something. And you go through and you update the calendar monthly to let people know what's going on that month. That involves writers, that involves writing contests, that involves writing workshops, writing retreats. Anything that's involving writing can get put on that calendar, and that's what we do. So we just make sure we're relatively comprehensive with events, and then so that's all it was when I took it over. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but my question is, it says Right Now Columbus, is it just for Columbus proper, or how wide of an area?
So that's a great question. So it was initially just for Columbus, but when Nia took it over, she found a great writing group in Circleville, I believe. And then some others in the surrounding areas that wanted to be a part of it. And so she included them as well. So it does say Right Now Columbus, but it really is for most of Ohio. So because
well, it's like the Ohio Writers Guild. We're the Ohio Writers Guild, and we're now in 10 different countries.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. That's too big for me. I don't think I can handle that.
I love it, though.
So we just try to stick to Ohio. I think that's what we're going to try to stick to. But yeah, but we're growing. We're trying to grow it. I wanted to grow it into a nonprofit, but I also know that people who volunteer their time deserve money. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. But there's a lot of us out there that are at the stage of our careers that we want to give back. And it's not about the money.
Right. Yes, I appreciate that. But I wanted to be able to pay my board. And so I've kind of run into some snafus about how that can happen or if it's possible. And so with that, we're kind of sitting in a gray space right now, just trying to figure out what's best. We'll have actually a meeting tomorrow where we will discuss this, what we want to do moving forward, because we already have a partnership with Thurber House. Okay. I don't know if all of the attendees know what that is, but Thurber House is huge. First of all, Thurber, I believe he was an illustrator, yes, which is really cool.
Yes.
Yeah. but I haven't been up there, and I really want to go up there really bad. But anyway, so Thurber House does a deal with us where if we share five of their events, they'll give us a free ticket to the event. And that's the kind of partnerships I want to build with Right Now Columbus. So that way authors have a chance, because let's be honest, if you're an author, you're probably, that's probably not worth paying your bills.
Right,
So if
right.
you want to get better at your craft, it's going to be helpful to have something like Right Now Columbus that's going to give you a ticket to go to a writing conference at Thurber House so you can get better at your craft. That's the goal.
I love that. I love that you're doing that. And yes, I've been to the Thurber House many times. Of course, I love books. I love writing. I love everything about this community. And so, yeah, that's kind of one of my favorite spots to hang out. So if you've not been, you've got to go.
I know, I
Yes.
need to go. Someday when I have an open weekend. Someday.
So
I mean,
what things, yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I mean, Sandy knows, like I was in and out at the workshop.
Yeah.
Just doing, I just don't have a straight day.
Oh my gosh, you're incredible. Well, and again, while we're at this point, I just want to ask Teresa one more question, and then I'm going to switch over and ask Sandy a couple of questions. But Teresa, what are some of the things that you're doing actually totally differently now that you're in the leadership position at Right Now Columbus?
Sadly, I'm not writing as much.
Oh.
Yeah, I have been itching, so I will be finding time soon because I can feel it. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I was just driving today and I have these weird little ponderings that come to my head when I'm driving. And I thought, man, I really need to write that down. And I just, and then, you know, you always talking to your phone.
Right.
That's how you do yours. I should do that, but I haven't done it yet. But yeah, so I'm itching to write again, but I will do that. But right now I definitely have put it on the back burners to try to grow Right Now Columbus. I want to give it my best and my all. That is obviously behind my children, which is why I'm here at the school, and obviously behind my actual day job, which is social media work for a couple different companies. So it's on the list. It's just a little bit lower.
No, I get it. I get it. And for those of you that are listening, what Teresa was referring to is I open up a Google Doc, and when I tap on my keyboard, the little microphone comes up. And if you tap on the microphone, you can just talk into your phone and it will actually type it right into a Google Doc. So it's a great way to make some notes for yourself. I love to walk and talk. So while I'm out doing my morning walk, I walk a 5K every day. And when I'm doing my walk, I can talk right into my Google Doc and it types it for me. And then when I get back in front of my desktop or laptop, I can open up the same Google Doc. I don't have to copy and paste and send, and you know, it's already there. And I can just open up my Google Doc and do my editing and or label some little notes so that I have them for future stories. So anyway, use the technology to your advantage. So I appreciate that. And so plans moving forward with Right Now Columbus, you're hoping to turn that into a nonprofit. So you're in the process of that. Are you looking for any more volunteers? Anyone in our audience might be interested. Are you looking for volunteers?
So our board, if we move forward, is completely full, which is amazing and wonderful at the same time. So we would be good to go with the board, but we are actually going to move forward with, I'm not one to sit still. So we are going to move forward with our first large event. Last couple months ago, we did an online Meet the Artist kind of a webinar, basically, where we invited some local artists to come and show us with their art and talk to us about what they would do if we wanted our cover made with them, for example. And so that's kind of some of the things we're doing. But we are going to move forward with our first book fair this December. Thank you.
Yes,
This
thanks for
December we'll be
keeping
doing
Right
our.
Now going. Yes, I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, so we're going to grow it though. So it's going to be more than just the newsletter, which is still very important. But we're going to do our first book fair. It's going to actually be outside of Columbus at the Lancaster Mall, which is River Valley Mall. And so we're still working out some kinks, but if you just go to our website, it's on there. And you can let me know if you are interested in having a table there. It's going to be at the same time Santa's there. So I'm hoping that'll bring a lot of traffic. And who doesn't want to buy books for people? That's like the best book to buy people when you don't know what else to get them. It's like, oh, maybe they'll
Yes.
like this book. So, yeah, so we'll be moving forward with our events, even if we aren't a nonprofit status yet.
I am just texting one of my guests. I run a guest house, and one of my guests had a question. So I just told her I was on the other line, so that way I know I she'll know that I didn't ignore her. So now with this book fair, are you taking folks that want to participate? Is there a place on the website that they can sign up to participate?
Not yet. Right now, I have them just emailing me their interest, which
Okay.
they can go through the website. They can just email me their interest there, and I have that being saved into a file so that way I can reach out to them when we do move forward. I want to wait until I talk to the board about what cost and such. Obviously, for me, I like to be, I guess, charity driven. So I would like to pick a charity that some of the money will go to for this book fair as well. So if you have ideas, you can send those to me too.
I love it. I love it. I'm gonna do a little segue over to Sandy, but in the meantime, Teresa, I would like for you to put your website and how folks can contact you in the chat. Can you do that from? Because Sandy, Teresa is on her phone today because she's at the school because that's where her kids are. So she's coming to us from Pickerington Central,
Yeah.
and so if you can do that on your phone, that would be great. And for those that are listening, of course, we have the Ohio Writers Guild. Sandy is my co-host, my co-mod. And Sandy has an actual writers conference every year in Yellow Springs. And so I want Sandy to tell us a little bit about that. For folks that come on board with the Ohio Writers Guild, we do have the free meetup like this every month where we get to talk to a different author or somebody that's connected into the writing community, such as Teresa with Right Now Columbus. But we have a different author or a different person every month. So please join us every month for this call. But then we also have a course on how to get published. And then we also have a mastermind where we get down in the weeds with you a little bit. So you are welcome to join us. And Sandy, tell us a little bit about your writers conference, and it's where our whole group goes once a year in August. Sandy.
Yes, I am covering the first weekend in August. So this year in 2024, it's August 2nd through the 4th at the Mills Park Hotel in downtown Yellow Springs, Ohio, which the city itself is an interesting place to be. Very much populated by a lot of creative people in the arts, writing definitely being one of them. This will be, I just finished my 5th year as director of this workshop, and my philosophy is to keep everybody in the same room, in the same space for the whole weekend, including the presenters. So if there's ever a moment in which you had a question for one of them and you didn't think of asking it or didn't, and but you see them in the space, there's a couple minutes there, you can ask your question, and the presenters, no doubt, will be more than happy to answer. It worked really well this past year. It is kind of a challenge to find the folks who are willing to do that. I am looking for another featured guest along with the one I have coming. He is Andrew Welsh Huggins. He's from Columbus, Ohio. A lot of folks know him for his Andy Hayes Private Investigator series, and that takes place around the Columbus, Ohio area. And he's done nonfiction as well. He's very much polished in his careers as a journalist and as a writer, so he can do everything. I think he's working with the Ohio Writers Association in a conference coming up in the spring about revising and editing your work. So no doubt when he and I clink and get together and talk about sessions, he'll be there to cover all sorts of aspects from the basic craft to the business of writing. And those two areas are really, really big. And there's a community that in gets together too. I thought with the 55 people I had coming this past year, I thought, holy smokes, how am I going to make them feel like they're really 25 or 35 people? And I think it worked. It's the way it's set up. It's the way I kind of communicate with them, and then they start to click with each other. And then I'm just getting them all under one roof, and then they do the rest of it. And that comes out well too. And finally, I have so far the Ohio Audiobook Narrators Association coming. They're going to talk about how you, as an author, can put your own book or story into an audio format and what kind of technical equipment you have, or how you can hire somebody from the Ohio Audiobook Narrators to do it for you and what that entails. And hopefully a little hands-on where they may take and demonstrate using some of the folks who show up, some of their work, a couple minutes and show how it's done. So that's what's coming. It's exciting. My talking to authors also gets me spurred on to do my own writing. So it's a win-win all the way around. Thanks.
Sandy, tell us a little bit about how it went the Saturday night of the conference. That was one of my favorite. I had a lot of favorite times. But that was one of my favorites. So tell the group about that.
You know, I call it open mic reading. A lot of folks hear about open mic poetry night or open mic music night in various places. But I wanted to do something with reading. Why can't we hear folks get up and just read for a few minutes from what they do? It's a challenge because I limited it to 5 minutes. I'm tinkering with that. I think I'm working with the idea that maybe after 10, if you want to come back and read something a little longer of yours, we'll do that. But it just offers folks a place to socialize. There's a cash bar there and a software drinks station that's non-alcoholic as well. And you just get to listen to the other registrants, participants in the weekend, get up and read a piece of theirs. Now, just because folks like to read and write, they don't always like to read and write their own work out loud. So I think my difference in this particular event is I hire a couple of actors who will come in and ahead of time, they'll get folks and they will read those pieces to the audience for them. And it's really fascinating to hear someone else, professional, who does it on a professional level in particular, read that work out loud. And it's really a great celebration of writing. And I like that. Again, I'm tinkering with it to improve it. This was my second year offering it. And next year, I think I'll add it where folks can stick around a little longer and read a little longer as well. So thank you for asking. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. And the question is how often do you do that? Sandy has her conference once a year, and it's the first weekend of August. Am I correct, Sandy?
Correct.
Okay. First weekend of August. So mark your calendar, first weekend of August. And is there a chance, Teresa, that even though it's not in Columbus, that we can get that on your calendar?
Yes. However, so we do have what's called a sponsorship that organizations can do. And it's not very expensive. It's when we do our newsletter out to our 1,200 readers, you can purchase a spot on there, basically where I showcase what you're doing as an organization and what you're offering our readers. And that's 3 months for $40 or once a month for $15. And I have been throwing Facebook posts in there too, just because any promotion is helpful, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I love that. This has been a great conversation. Any questions from the folks in the audience? We have several folks that are listening in. So let us know where you're coming to us from. And have you already published or are you hoping to? We did talk with Phil. He does some poetry. He's in the Batavia, Cincinnati area, and he has nothing published, he said, other than some poetry. But that's a good thing. And anyone else want to share where you are and if you're published yet? I just got published last September. I was I just went to an open house of the gentleman that actually kind of started the Ohio Writers Guild, and he invited Mark and I to come out to his house over the weekend, and I got to meet a lot of the original folks from the Ohio Writers Guild, which is kind of fun. And so he was impressed that we had grown the Ohio Writers Guild to what we have already. But I was impressed to meet a lot of those early authors that were in the group and that are still in the group. And so that was a lot of fun for us to be out there and meet those folks. Okay, it says, Harmony says, Columbus, self-published All the Pretty Houses this past August. Okay. So anyway, when I first took over the Ohio Writers Guild, I felt kind of inferior because I wasn't published yet, but now I am. So now I can hold my head up high and say, I'm a published author.
You don't have to be published to be a writer, Kathy.
I know that, but you know what? I wanted to share how I felt because there may be some in the audience that feel that way. And Teresa is absolutely correct. You do not have to be published to be a writer. Elizabeth says, in Columbus, unpublished nonfiction. So keep on keeping on, Elizabeth. And anyway, I finally was published in last September. So now I am a published author and I have another book coming out in the spring. So one that I'm working on. So anyway, writers write. That's what we do. So keep on writing.
We also read.
Yes, yes. They do read a lot.
So the reading what started it probably.
Yes. Anyone else want to share where you are and whether you are published or not? I see we have some.
I would love to know what type of nonfiction Elizabeth writes.
Okay, Elizabeth, what type of nonfiction Teresa wants to know? We'll let you drop that in the chat. I'm seeing what she puts in there. I want to write mystery novels, so I cannot wait for the conference with Sandy coming up in August because you know he does write mysteries, so I'm anxious to go and see what I can learn there. Okay, mine is also, Harmony says mine is also nonfiction memoir.
I love memoirs.
Me too.
And okay, Sylvia, Columbus, many years ago, I had some poetry published in local chapter books and a few articles in a newspaper, currently working on a blog and a memoir. Okay. We have a whole bloggers group as well. If you go to kathybinner.com under the writers and authors, you'll see we have a blogging group there as well. And we've got some published blogs going on. So anyone else care to share? This is kind of fun. I get to see what everybody's doing. Yeah. Please stay connected with us. We love that you're here. We'd love to see you at, you know, more of our events at the Ohio Writers Guild. And we'd love to see you with Teresa at Right Now Columbus with some of the events that she's got going on. So please come up and introduce yourself if you attend any of these events in person and let us know that you're there.
Speaking of events, though, anybody who is an author who has an event coming up that's free for people to attend, please send to me because we will put that on our calendar. It's only the ones that cost money for people that we ask for, like a donation and or a ticket to give away. And that's just kind of what we're trying to do to build a relationship with our, you know, our readers. So but if you are an author and you have a free event, you know, a reading that you're going to be doing or a book signing, just send it over. It's news at rightnowcolumbus.com and we'll put it on the newsletter. In the calendar.
I love that. Teresa, thank you for that. Elizabeth says some reflections on life and fun things on a blog. Her serious stuff is when people had serious problems.
That sounds right.
I love it. Well, I just want to say again, thank you so much for being with us this evening. I love that you all have decided to join us on this evening, and mark your calendars. We're here every month. It's the same Zoom code, so you don't have to look it up or search for it. Just save the same Zoom code and you can jump in anytime on our event. And Teresa, thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate you being here. Again, you're one of my favorite people. I get two of my favorite people on the same call at the same time, Sandy and Teresa. Yay. And Sandy, everything you do, I appreciate you and been really loved hearing more again about your conference coming up again this year. Elizabeth put in the chat, she said serious issues, victims, etc. So Elizabeth, we need more. Keep writing
us along. I wanted to say too that I did also attend Yellow Springs, Sandy's event, and first of all, the atmosphere there is amazing. And if anything, just go just for the atmosphere of Yellow Springs. It was a ton of fun. Yeah, I wish I could be there more often. I really wanted to go for the morning writing sessions, and I made it like I think 20 minutes late, and so I missed the prompt. But that's what I wanted to do, was have a second to write.
Wow. Yeah, you're a brave woman. You know, because I rent the whole hotel for the weekend, I thought, why not 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. being right, as long as there's hot coffee. So thank you for that. I don't know how you would fit it in, really, really. I want to read your memoir someday, Teresa.
Oh, it's just, And so I need help with that. If anybody out there wants to help me, I need help. I have too much going on. It's crazy.
Yeah. Someday.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not in a rush. Still alive. Yeah,
just keep it back there. For those of you writers out there, just don't let it leave the thought process. Just keep it back there. And Harmony says she can, she says, I can be a ghostwriter. There you go, Teresa.
I'm a ghost in my closet.
I love it. All right. Again, thank you everyone for being on this evening. Please connect with me, KathyVetter.com. Let me know how we can help you. I do have some free office hours. I have some free chat time. All of that is on my website. It's all free. Please tap in if you have any questions. If nothing else, I can point you in the right direction if I don't have the answer for you. And Teresa, again, thank you. And Sandy, thank you. Sure, this is recorded, and so the replay will also be on the website, KathyBinder.com, so don't forget to check out all of our other interviews. And if any of you in the audience would like to be on and be interviewed, let me know. We would be happy to bring you on as well. Any last comments, Sandy?
No, thank you very much. I always appreciate being asked about the workshop. So, you know, sometimes writers are a little hesitant to voice themselves, but they're excited to talk about it once they get going. So thank you.
I love it. And Teresa, any last comments from you?
No, just follow us on Facebook and go ahead and sign up for our newsletter, and you'll be in the news about all of the stuff we're doing, because it's going to be a lot.
Yes.
I love it. And tap into KathyBinder.com and check out all the free stuff. Yep. All right. We'll see everybody next time.
Take care.
Right, have a great night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.